The deadline to be covered by insurance as required by the Federal Affordable Care Act is this coming Monday. We asked listeners to share with us their questions about Obamacare. On Florida Matters this Sunday morning, we'll answer those questions. Our panel includes Jody Ray of Florida Covering Kids and Families, Linda Fleming, an attorney with Carlton Fields Jordan Burtz in Tampa, and Carol Gentry of Health News Florida. Among the questions we received was this one from Chris Newman of Bradenton.
I don't have any medical insurance. I used to do, but eventually it became too expensive for me. So I haven't had it for a number of years now, but do plan on buying it. My question is that I'm having great difficulty comparing one plan with another. Many companies are contacting me, usually by mail, but you know, there's some sort of spreadsheet where all the companies are listed, and I can compare one against the other. I just don't have the time to do it. So I don't know how one does it without physically speaking to every company that's out there offering health care. So that's the question. How does one choose which company to pick from when there's not a sort of spreadsheet where you can compare one against the other, what services they are and what the prices are. Okay, thank you.
All right, Jody Ray, what about that? And we've heard a lot about this, that it's just hard to compare plans and prices specifically.
Yeah, so we see that a lot with the consumers that we're assisting. Filling out the form and applying isn't really where the challenges are. It's sitting down and going through all the information about the healthcare coverage plan options that folks are being offered. So I strongly recommend, and that's the advantage of, using one of the trained assisters, like a certified application counselor or a navigator, who have gone through a significant amount of training to be able to sort through the plans and explain them to the consumer and sort of ferret down to the key priorities that an individual has. And those differ from person to person. But the navigator is able to actually help them narrow down what they're looking at and then make a choice. They're very neutral. They're not recommending plans, and they don't work for a plan. They don't get paid for recommending a plan. So they're able to go through all the plans and give very impartial information to the consumer so they can understand why they're making choices and what choices they're making around deductibles, copays, provider networks. Sometimes they're looking at prescriptions that are covered.
Right.
So,
yeah. And Carol Gentry, the biggest questions are, is my doctor in this particular plan? What are my out-of-pocket costs? That's a lot of people really want to know.
One of the things that you can do is go from healthcare.gov. You can actually click and go to a company's site and see who the providers are. The trick is that most people who haven't had health insurance in the past don't understand that doctors and insurance companies are in a contract relationship, and they can end that contract at any time. And so you're signing up for a plan based on your doctor being in it, but that could change. And there's nothing we can do about that. That's been the situation for years.
Linda Fleming, have doctors had any questions about whether or not they're in a plan, or are they clear on that?
I think they're pretty clear on that. As Carol just said, there are contracts between the insurance company and the providers, and that's what these networks are. Whenever we're talking about networks and provider networks, so who has the insurance company contracted with? And one thing I would recommend, if you have a particular doctor that you really want this to be your doctor, call her office and see what plan she's in before you make the decision of which insurance company you're going with.
Linda Fleming is an attorney with Carlton Fields Jordan Burtz. She was joined by Jody Ray of Florida Covering Kids and Families and Carol Gentry of Health News Florida. You can hear more questions and answers about the Affordable Care Act on Florida Matters Sunday morning at 7:30.